Clearly, we've been operating in a very tough environment. Housing starts in 2010 at an all-time low for us. The good news is we're starting to see that come back. The projections for 2012 are about 750 million to 800,000 housing starts. That's a 28% lift from 2010. As we see housing coming back, we should see 3 points of improvement in margin rate. As we execute our strategic imperatives and start launching our new products that we've invested in, you should expect another 3 points of margin expansion. Our strategic imperatives are really simple. It is about investing in products and having industry leadership products, and we feel good about what we have in the pipeline, and I'll show you some of that. It's also about sustaining price ahead of inflation, and the teams have done a very good job there as well. You should expect us to double our margin rates by 2015, and you should expect very solid cash performance. You should expect over two times net income and cash from Home and Business Solutions. As Jeff talked a little bit about appliances, we have and will continue to invest over $1 billion in upgrading all of our products. This year is kind of the peak investment for those programs. As we launch these, you'll see us double our op profit by 2015. These are truly differentiated products. Every single product we're launching have leadership features, great customer input, and we're seeing really, really good results. We launched our bottom freezer in May. Quarter to date, bottom freezer for the industry is down 2%. We are up 8%. The market is receiving these products really well, and we've got a lot more exciting launches this year into 2013 and 2014. As we're bringing these new products back, we are making them in a more efficient way than ever. We've taken our factories, we've gutted them, we've brought the best lean technology in, and we're truly building flexible, efficient supply chains. We feel really good about our ability to control quality and competitiveness going forward. In lighting, we've really had to navigate some interesting dynamics over the last 7 years. As you all know, incandescents are being phased out, and we've stayed ahead of that by restructuring our plants. We've taken our supply chain footprint down 30% since 2009 and right-sized our SG&A. We've also been dealing with rare earth inflation, 2,000% rare earth inflation since 2010, and the team has delivered on price. We have positive value gap in 2011, and we will have positive value gap in 2012 as well. LED is huge growth. It's projected that the market will grow 5x by 2020. We have really navigated this offering in what we consider a very capital-efficient way. We have a great LED solutions portfolio, very capital-efficient, and you'll see some very nice growth there. Today, we're about a $300 million LED business. You should see, we're building that to a $1 billion business in the near term. We're very focused in LED. We're focused on roadways, retail, office, and hospital. We have some great wins around the world with some big infrastructure projects, whether it be China, Australia, Mexico, Las Vegas. The team is getting some really good wins, and we feel really, really good about our solutions offering. Our customers are seeing 50%-75% savings in energy. They're seeing more security and safety with LED light sources, and there's significant productivity. As you can imagine, when you're putting lighting in office space and warehousing and roadway, to go from a one-year light source to a 20- to 40-year light source brings pretty significant productivity for our customers. As we're going through this journey, clearly 2011 has been a tough year for us in margins with the housing market, and at the same time, we have significant investments in new products. Unlike our competitors, this is, 2011 and 2012 are big investment years for us as we invest in the new product lines. As you see that stabilize and our investment levels stabilize, you'll see very nice growth in our margin rates, and you'll see our new products winning share and being launched at higher margins. And again, we'll continue to generate very good cash for the company, over 2x net. So with that, you should feel good about what you're going to see. The team is executing well, and as the housing market gets better, our financial performance will get a lot better as well. So I'd like to turn it over to Lorenzo.